Hello guys, welcome back sa Kwentong Drawing Podcast. This is a program where we tell and share stories of different Filipino creatives in the diverse world of arts. I'm your host, Jan Victorio, and this is actually the very first episode ng podcast natin ngayong taon, ngayong 2024. So gusto ko lang sana kayong batiin ng Happy New Year. And I hope you guys had a blast this holiday. Sana naging masaya ang mga Pasko ninyo. So, kumusta ang mga Pasko ninyo, mga ka-drawing? Kamusta ang pag-celebrate natin ng Kapaskuhan, ang Simbang Gabi, ang Noche Buena, the celebration with your family. So, I hope na nag-enjoy kayo. And, of course, sa bagong taon, kamusta? Kamusta ang mga kamay nyo, kompleto pa ba yung mga daliri nyo, no? So I hope na sa you're doing well and you did have a prosperous new year, kumbaga. And also I wish you all the best ahead of you sa career ninyo. I hope and I wish and I pray na magkaroon kayo ng maraming creative gigs ngayong taon para mas ma-enjoy pa natin ang buhay. So, this is a solo episode of me talking to myself, talking to you, no? Medyo matagal-tagal akong nakapag-record ng solo. Kasi nakasanayan ko, when I started this podcast, I tried twice, tatlong beses, ganyan. And then, most of the time, may mga kasama kong mga co-host. Medyo iba kapag nagsasalita ka na mag-isa, syempre, sarili mo lang kausap mo. No, but somehow, gusto ko maging parang reflection itong episode na to. So I'm gonna, anong tawag doon? Reminisce. Gusto ko mag-reminisce doon sa taon na kung saan ginawa natin or nabuo si Kwentong Drawing Podcast. So a lot of things happened, a lot of people I met, a lot of learnings and stories has been told on this podcast. And napaka swerte natin at na-witness natin yung mga iba't ibang experience and buhay ng mga iba't ibang mga Pilipinong artist, mga iba't ibang creative talents ng Pinoy. So sa lahat ng aking naging mga, to all the guests of this podcast, I want to thank you all. I really appreciate, guys, the time that you've given to this program. And special shout out kay sa aking pinakapaboritong co-host, si Harvey Sarmiento ng Buhay Creatives. Yan, isa siya sa mga madalas na resident moderator ng program na ito. So kung hindi man kami nag-uusap, kaming dalawa, may mga iba tayong, or madalas may mga kausap din kami mga iba't ibang artist. So, kwento ko na lang din kung paano nagsimula ang Kwentong Drawing Podcast. It was, I think, 2022. Nag-post ako minsan ng, I think, somewhere sa YouTube. Because I do love posting of, I do love creating tutorials, mga graphic design tutorials, Photoshop tutorials, kanyan, mag-share ng mga knowledge about printing, kanyan, sa YouTube and on our social media pages. And I hanggang sa nakahiligan kong makinig ng Spotify or ng podcast, listening to music, comedy, and masyado akong na-hook sa ano, sa lalo sa comedy, doon sa yung grupo na kung tawagin ay The Cool Pals. So they are a local group sa Pilipinas where they do comedies, and they made this podcast called The Cool Pals. So napakalaking para sa akin, isa sa naging pinaka outlet ko yun habang nagtatrabaho ko dito abroad, habang tinatahak ko yung daan papunta sa trabaho. Habang nagtatrabaho, minsan kailangan mo ng something na mapaglilibangan, or while working something na makapagre-relax sa'yo, no? So ayun, hanggang sa naisipan ko, what if I make, or what if merong podcast na kung saan makaka-relate ako, or makaka-relate yung mga kapwa ko artist. And then I post somewhere sa YouTube, sabi ko, naalala ko yun, what if I create a podcast about different creatives, ganito ganyan. So, until 2023, I think pinakunang episode ko, May yun. Inumpisaan ko siya. So, the first episode is, of course, yung pilot episode about my a little bit of my life as a creative professional or as a graphic designer. So, konting background ko, and then yun, napag-usapan na namin yung about sa iba't ibang mga creative trends, controversies sa social media, and that's where I ask Harvey na samahan ako sa podcast para hindi ako parang timang na nagsasalita mag-isa, kasi yun nga, it's a really challenge na mag-host ng isang programa wherein yung yun, yung mag-isa ka lang. So yun, hanggang sa naka 40 episodes ang kwentong drawing last year, no? So itong episode na to, I think I'll be releasing this as episode 41. So yun, ang dami nating nakilala. Mga friends ko na artists, most of them mga personal kong kakilala. Kasi sila yung sila yung madaling i-reach out and madaling kausapin pa. And one of the reason kung bakit ko rin ginawa itong podcast na ito is to somehow overcome yung pagiging introvert. I could consider myself a little bit introvert, siguro para ambivert, pero I think most of the creatives is nasa ganitong kalagayan na introvert, hindi masyadong mapasalita o mapa, hindi sila masyadong talkative, or hindi sila masyadong nakikipag-communicate sa ibang tao, kasi most of the time we do our arts, or we wanted to spend our creativity ng mag-isa lang tayo, ganun. So hindi tayo masyadong nakikipag-usap, and then I wanted to change that lalo't nung napunta ako sa abroad, kasi I need to force myself to talk to other people. And then yun, I try to connect first kay Harvey, yun, napag-usapan namin yun about sa AI, ganyan. And then some of our friends from Baguio, sina Ate Marlene, pinag-usapan namin ng iba't ibang experiences ng mga local artists sa Baguio. So we've discussed different issues, no, or mga iba pang mga bagay like digital arts versus traditional arts, mga ganyan. And those experiences kinda feeds my soul. It kinda makes you feel na yung nararamdaman mo ngayon, or whatever you're experiencing right now, for example, you're struggling from clients, or becoming an introvert makes you hard time talking to people. So this just simply says that itong mga na-experience mo ito ay normal. And then I enjoyed, na-enjoy kong makipag-usap sa mga iba't ibang sa mga personal friends ko hanggang until I reach out to some of my yung mga ini-stalk ko, yung mga fina-follow kong mga artists sa social media, sina Alex Malveda, isang mga napakagaling na mga artist, even some of my known artists, sina Mel Kasipit, kaya sina Texoy Quicks, ayun, feels amazing and overwhelming. So kahit di ko man sila nakadapo ang palad, at least we got this personal conversation virtually. And the guys were so nice. So from the top, hindi mo akalain na yung mga pinagdaanan nila halos pareho din kayo. Isa sa mga purpose ng podcast nito is to showcase the talents of the Filipino art community and saying to the world that we, the Filipino creatives, kahit saan tayo dalhin, kahit saan tayo mapunta, using this talent that we have, may kalalagyan tayo. What are the perk of connecting with other people, specifically with your artist friends, is they could have a beneficial inspiration or stories that we could indulge ourselves or somewhere that could help us to build your style, para mas mabuild mo yung style mo, and to do more designs and artworks. Yes, we do have loved ones, your special someone as your inspiration sa buhay to keep going, pero iba din yung meron kang nilook up na someone who has a good practice or style or method na pwede mong i-incorporate doon sa routine mo or doon sa gawa mo. So another way of enjoying work as well, an artist told me, si Alex Malveda, no, minsan kailangan mo ng mga peers, ng mga group, mga barkada sa art, tapos magpapagalingan kayo wherein you'll give comments to each other, feedback, and magtutulungan kayo, like what's the best approach to solve this problem, ganito ganyan. So you build something together. In a way, you're not growing alone but evolving together. Another thing I look forward on this year for this podcast is to meet more people or to expand my network even more. On this diverse world of arts, sa locally, sa Pinas, around the world. So previously, we met a lot of talented persons. Some of them are traditional. Most of them are digital artists. For this is my genre. That's why, yun, halos digital artists yung mga nagigest natin sa programang ito. For I am very comfortable dito sa branch na to. I know the questions. I kind of know the question what to ask. And we learn a lot from them. We got lots of values and techniques to improve our skills. Not only to become a good artist, but how to be a better version of yourself as a person. For somehow, I also wanted to go beyond creativity. Like for example, selling yourself as an artist. Maybe trying marketing or other branches of art. Like doing businesses, mga strategies, branding, mga ganung stuff. So I already got some person on the line which we're going to talk with. Like if you guys planning to have a small business or design studio or something which is related sa pagiging creative, or kahit it's not related to creativity, but some of you guys wanted to do business, yun, may mga nakasalang tayong tao doon na pwede natin kausapin at paghinga ng advice, as well as I think yun, nabanggit ko kanina, marketing yourself. So isa yun sa mga priority episodes ko this year. So it's more on enhancing our selling capability or the business side of the creativity. Hindi naman siguro parang Christo level ng usapan yung mangyayari. You know, I wish na ganun na mangyayari, but I don't think yung mga ganun ka-hardcore. But I'll try my best. No, marami naman tayong ni-look up ng mga podcasters, listeners, na pwede natin pagkuhanan ng inspiration. Alright, so I think yun na lang muna guys. Marami pa tayong pwede pag-usapan eh, pero reserve natin yan sa mga susunod na episode. So this is where the new episodes of the Kwentong Drawing Podcast this year begins. Okay, so always keep this with you mga ka-drawing. Keep being Pinoy, keep being creative, and see you ulit next time. Bye!